预备心以及默祷。
Let's bow hands presence.
Amen. 奉耶稣圣名开始我们安息日下午的正道聚会。
In Lord Jesus Christ, we commence this afternoon's service.
唱诗三百二十六首。
Please sing hymn 326.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, peace of the Lord be with you.
感谢主带领，让我们平安过了一个礼拜。
We thank the Lord that He guided us peacefully in the past week.
我们这个礼拜是我们的联恩布道会。
This week is the week of spiritual convocation and liturgical services.
在耶稣的带领之下，我们都平安。
Under the guidance of the Lord.
我们下午要根据圣经一起来查考敬神所命大有福气。
So we can all sample here, and this afternoon we're going to study blessed are those who obey God's commands.
敬神所命是所罗门王他一生的一个经验谈。
Honor God and obey His commands, the experiences.From King Solomon.
他享受了荣华富贵之后
after he enjoyed a very luxurious life on earth,
发现人活着最有价值的是敬神所命
he finally realized that the most valuable things in life is to obey God and keep His commands.
但是这个荣华富贵到现在是很多人在追求的
many people are pursued fora better life, pursuing for an honor.
他已经经历过，他说那是虚空的。
And King Solomon had experienced that, and he said, all is vanity.
真正有价值的是敬畏神，遵守他的道。
So what the most valuable thing is to obey God and to keep His commands.
这个就是人活着的意义。
This is the meaning of human life.
那我们要继续根据雅各书一章十九节以下。
We continue to study from the epistle of James, chapter 1, verse 19 onwards.
一起来查考。
Let's continue to study.
我们先
James chapter 1, verse 19.
我们先看雅各书一章十九节，一直看到二十五节。
Let's read from James chapter 1, verse 19 through verse 25.
雅各书一章十九节看到二十五节。
James chapter 1, verse 19 through verse 25.
十九节，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。二十节。
20.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的意。二十一节。
21.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫语的邪恶，存温柔的心领受。那所栽种的道就是能救你们灵魂的道。二十二节。
22.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。二十三节。
23.
因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。二十四节。
24.
看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。二十五节。
25.
唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘。乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。这里谈到行道跟听道。
In here, the author describes about obeys the word and also practice the words.
尤其二十二节这么强调。
Especially in verse 22, the author emphasized.
要行道，不要单单听道。
But be doers of the word and not hearers only.
重点落在听行道上面。
And he focused on doers of the word.
那是表面上是这样认定哈。
This is how the author tried to stress.
其实从十九节看不是。
It's not quite as if we read from verse 19.
听到跟行道是同样重要。
Listening to the word and practicing the word are equally important.
可是对我们有些人来讲，好像两样都不重要。
To some people, you know, both of these are unimportant.
有一个领会人员。
There was a sermon speaker.
再一次的啊，要去要到一间教会领会的时候。
When he was traveling to another church for sermon delivery.
因为会堂还是蛮大的。
And that was a very big chapel.
人数不是很多。
But it didn't have a lot of a congregation.
在会前领诗的人啊，唱了一首诗之后。
And after the hymn leader led the congregation to sing the first hymn,
他坐在最前面，就站起来面向啊弟兄姊妹。
Oh, the sermon speaker then stood up and faced the congregation.
然后告诉各位各啊告诉大家说，请各位弟兄往前坐，各位弟兄姐妹往前坐。
I encourage the congregation move to the front.
还引用圣经。
He even quoted the biblical verses.
进前来，胜过愚昧人献祭。
It is better than the sacrifice of the foolish people.
然后他就坐下，然后回前领诗的人要唱第二首诗。
Then he said again, the hymn leader continued to lead the hymn.
结束之后。那个领诗的人就回去就回座了。
So after leading the hymn, the leader returned to his or her seat.
他要站起来往后看。
Then he stood up and tried congregation again.
结果没有一个人动的。
Nobody else moved a muscle.
没有一个人移动他的位置。
Nobody else changed the seat.
然后他就很不高兴。
And he was very displeased.
那一间教会一样，前面有个门，他就从这个门走出去了。
And the church had a side door, and he walked out of the door.
意思说我不领会了。
And what he tried to do is I refuse to deliver sermon.
负责人一看，奇怪，领会人也怎么跑出去了？赶快从后面门去，去找他。
The church council member noticed the sermon speaker left the chapel and they quickly and went out to look for him.
聚会时间到了，你要去哪里？
And it's now the time for the service. Where are you going?
我要回家了。
He said, I wanted to go home.
你不是来领会的吗？你们现在回家了。
The councilman asked, you know, I thought you were coming here to deliver sermon.
他说我台下讲的都没有人听，台上讲的会有人听吗？
He said, nobody listened to my, you know,advices, and then would the people also listen to my sermon?
如果不听，那我讲干什么？那就不要讲了。
If people refuse to listen, then you know why bother?
那个负责人就跟他拜托说那好了，我赶快进去叫弟兄姊妹往前坐，你进来领会好了。
So the commander begged him to stay back, and by saying that, all right, I will try to ask the members to move to the front.
其实大家只是稍微动一下而已。
But the member just slightly changed the seat.
他就上来领会了。
Then he went up to the podium to speak.
这个现象有点奇怪了。
And this is a very strange, with a very strange scenario.
可是他的诉求是什么？
What did he expect?
听我讲的要有人听，听了要有人做。
And he expect people to listen and also try to practice.
如果不做，那我不必讲了。
If you refuse to do, then why do I have to speak?
他是用比较强烈的手段来做这件事。
He used kind of very strong, you know, the method, a strong process, to encourage the congregation.
那是不好的。
Of course, it is the wrong doing.
可是借着这个实例，可以让我们做一个思考。
So this case can make us to ponder over.
行道之前要听道。
Before we exercise or practice the words of God, we ought to listen first.
因为这是相辅相成的一件事情。
Since the both of these are complement to each other.
我们今天要敬畏神，遵守他的道。
In order for us to fear God and also to observe His words.
那就是用敬畏神的心来领受他的道。
then we have to receive the words of God with fear.
然后才可以行道。
Then we'll be able to practice or to exercise.
所以十九节一开始就告诉我们。
Thus, in the beginning of verse 19, the author said.
十九到二十一节都告诉我们怎么去用什么态度去听道。
What kind of attitude that we should have when listening to the words of God?
所以他说我们个人要快快听，慢慢说，慢慢的动怒。
In verse 19, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
这是我们的生活。
And this is our life.
他说人的怒气不能成就神的义。
For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
为什么我们在讲话上面，为什么我们在生气上面要什么样的一个方式？
This is the attitude that we should have when we become angry.
因为人的怒气不能满足神的义。
For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
因为人一发怒。
When the person is angry.
会失去理智。
He will lose his mind.
所以以弗所书四章二十六节那里才告诉我们。
Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, the author said,
不可含怒到日落。
And do not let be angry and do not sin and do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
不可给魔鬼做留地步啊。
And do not give rooms and not give place to the devil.
所以跟这里讲的是一样的。
It's the same as James mentioned here.
人生气就失去理智。
When a person became angry, when the person is furious, he will lose his mind.
整个情绪就上来了。
And he becomes very emotional.
然后讲错话，做错事。
And he will speak incorrectly, and he will do things wrongly.
甚至决定错的事。
And he will make wrong determination.
因为是在怒气中决定的。
Since he makes determinations in wrath.
所以不能成就神的义啊。
Therefore, the Bible says that it does not produce the righteousness of God.
所以这种生活态度要注意。
So we should pay attention to our lives.
那也就是
our lifestyle.
我们准备听到的人。
And those who prepare to listen to the words of God.
心里要有一个沉淀。
And you should try 什么样的沉淀？
沉淀，你沉淀下来。
You should try to calm down.
刚才周弟兄在带领祷告会的时候。
When Brother Joe was listening, was leading the prayer section.
他说清心的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are pure in heart.
那为什么人不能清心？
Why the person, a person does not have a pure heart?
杂念太多。
Because he has a lot of thoughts.
杂念太多怎么祷告？
And if a person has a lot of thoughts, how can he pray?
所以总是要让他沉淀下来。
Therefore, we have to try to purify our mind.
那不是在祷告的时候才沉淀呢。
We don't just purify in the prayer. Purify our mind.
要准备动作。
We must have some preparatory works.
所以我们今天不管要来参加祷告会，不管来参加聚会听道。
It doesn't matter I come to attend a service or the prayer section.
我是有备而来的。
And I have to prepare myself.
我的心已经准备好了。
And my heart is well prepared.
圣经说那一种渴慕的心啊。
We should have a kind of a desire coming, come to seek for the words of God.
不是那一种睡眼惺忪，然后忽然就跑过来了。现在发生什么事啊？
We don't just come to the church, we are still very sleepy.
然后在这里还慢慢沉淀，然后到沉淀之后就睡着了。
Then we just gradually try to filter out until we fall asleep.
这个就是圣经说啊，人来了啊，心不在哪，不知道在哪里啊。
So that's why the Bible says that even you are here physically, but your mind is thousand miles away.
所以二十一节才说我们要脱去一切的污秽和淫语的这个邪恶。
Verse 21, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness.
这是准备动作。
These are the preparatory works.
再来要存温柔的心，准备领受。
And receive with meekness and implemented words.Which is able to save your soul.
什么叫做温柔的心？
What is the meaning of meekness?
我们先讲不是温柔的心。
Let's talk about what is what is unmeekness.
有些人来教会。
Some people come to the church.
他会讨厌几个人呢？
because they are it, oh, some people may dislike some members in the church.
他会记仇，他会记恨的。
And he will always remember the wrongdoings of the others.
所以看那个人，看到那个人就很讨厌。
When he sees this person, he is very displeased. He becomes very, very fed up.
心里很不舒，很不舒服。
And he is very unhappy and very displeased when seeing certain people in the church.
所以纵然是在这个。这个空间里面
even he is in this environment,
可是都把对方看成透明的人看不到
he treated the others like enemies,
这个就没有纯温柔的心
this kind of person without meekness in his mind,
他心里还有恨
since he still has hatred in his mind,
他心里还不是很单纯
he doesn't have a very simple mind,
因为有一些杂事
because he has a lot of things bothering him.
因为有一些纠纷啊
there are some controversial issues.
所以这里说要存温柔的心，领受所栽种的道。
Again, in verse 21, receive with meekness the implanted word.
因为那是关乎灵魂的道理。
Which is able to save your souls.
生命之道。
Since this is this is the word of life.
所以来参加聚会听道理参加祷告会
so when a member comes to attend a church service or attending a prayer section
是要有准备的
he has to prepare his mind first
不是时间到了 就来了就好了
he doesn't just simply walk in without any preparation
因为我们这个行事历早就安排好了
since where we schedule our activities
所以大家都很清楚嘛
We all know very well.
不然就不要行事历了。
And otherwise, why do we need to have a plan or schedule?
那个就是要让我们知道，也让我们准备。
The schedule tell us that we have to prepare our mind.
不然你来了再知道也没有关系啊。
So otherwise, you know, why bother to do that?
就不用浪费那么多纸张分给各位嘛。
Then we don't really have to dispute schedule to brothers and sisters.
所以来参加聚会听道理祷告准备是很重要的一个动作
So when we come to attend the church service or any church service we have to prepare our mind first
22节说
Let's continue to read James chapter 1 verse 22
我们不只是准备来听到祷告而已
Not we just come here to listen to the sermon and pray
我们听了之后要立志去行
We have to be we have to make determinations to be doers of the word.
如果我们用不用这种态度
without having this kind of attitude,
圣经说那是欺骗的行为啊。
The Bible says that we deceive ourselves.
骗自己。
That means we deceive ourselves. We lie to ourselves.
来聚会是拜神。
We come to worship God in the church.
听道理是调整自己。
We listen to the words, therefore we can try to regulate our mind or to adjust our footsteps.
可是听了就算了。
If we just simply listen to the word without having any action,
也不在心中做检讨。
And we don't even bother to examine our mind, behaviors.
更不立志要去把它行出来。
Nor we make determination to practice.The words of God.
一次做不到，两次，两次做不到，三次。
We have to keep on trying.
这个就是有心行道。
That means that the person has a determination to practice the words of God.
所以我们不要去做这种危险的动作。
Therefore, we shouldn't try to do this and try to risk.
单单听到不行道。
And be just just become a hearer and not a doer.
这是欺骗自己的行为。
The Bible said we deceive ourselves.
没有来聚会听到没有欺骗啊，来聚会听到欺骗欺骗。
If we don't come to the church, we do not deceive ourselves. Yet we come to the church and not become a doer of words, we deceive ourselves.
二十三节他就做一个解释。
Verse 23, the author gives an explanation.
听到不听不行道的人。
If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer,
他说是像人在照镜子一样。
He's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror.
我想我们今天大家都有照镜子。
I'm pretty sure every one of us face a mirror before we came to the church.
看看头发，看看脸部，看看这个服装仪容。
Make sure we dress up properly.
弟兄还要看看有没有胡须的渣。
To the brother, we may even have to try to shave.
为什么要看那么多？
Why we have to look into a mirror?
那这个就是我们照镜子的目的啊。
This is the purpose of facing in the mirror.
照镜子就要整理服装仪容。
So we can try to tidy up properly.
雅各说啊，听到就是在整理我们的服装仪容啊。
The author said, by the same token.Listening to the word of God is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror.
整理我们的生命那一部分的服装仪容啊。
It's just to try to regulate our spiritual face.
我生命当中哪个地方有污点？
If anything is filthy in my spiritual life.
在生命当中，我哪一部分是很丑陋的？
If there any in an ugly spot?
神的真理是光，可以照亮我们的心呢。
The word of God is light; it will shine upon us.
所以，当你我站在这个道理的镜子面前的时候
，So when we are facing the mirror of truth,
一定要马上处理。
And we have to take care the filthy parts immediately.
就好像我们照镜子的时候，发现说，这个头发好像不整齐哦，衣服好像穿的不是很整齐哦。
For instance, when we face in the mirror and noticing that the hair is not combed properly,
我们绝对是当下马上整理。
We try to correct immediately.
然后才离开镜子。
Then we'll move away from the mirror.
那如果不马上整理呢？
If not doing so,
那离开了
and we are not facing the mirror,
就算你要整理
even you try correct the problem,
没有镜子啊
and you have no face, you have no mirror to face in.
前面看得到
you can see only the front part,
后面看不到
but you cannot see the back.
自己的头发也看不到，自己的脸也看不到
you couldn't even see your face, nor you can even see your hair.
这就是我们所谓的死角，我们所谓的盲目啊。
So this is called blind spots.
我们今天不好好的听到。
By the same token, if you don't listen to the word carefully,
不好好的照镜子。
Just like we do not face in the mirror properly.
等到我们遇到困难了、
啊。Then when we encounter difficulties or problems,
就乱猜了。
And then we begin to guess.
盲目啊。
And then we try to guess and do things.Blindly.
做完了才说啊，传道，我有一件事情要跟你讲啊，我发生什么事，我怎么决定，我怎么做啊，这样可以吗
？Then we will try to consult the pastor after we make mistakes.
不可以啊，已经犯罪了。
The pastor may tell you no, it's wrong, it is sinned.
所以我们今天在听到就是在照镜子。
So when listening to the sermon, it's just like facing a mirror.
有一个弟兄。
There's a brother.
他听到那个马太福音那边说爱要爱你的仇敌。
When he listened to the sermon about in the book of Matthew, thou shalt love your enemy.
那一天也是联恩会。
And this sermon was delivered during the spiritual convocation.
其实要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告常常听啊。
He has been listening to this sermon very often. You should love your enemy. You should pray for those who persecute you.
可是他从来没有什么感动哎。
But he was never moved by this message.
所以他也没有改变自己啊。
He didn't even bother try to improve himself.
可是那一次他就受到感动了。
But in that particular convocation, he's listened to the same message. He was so touched.
聚会。讲到之后的那个祷告，那一次的祷告。
So in the prayer, immediately after the sermon,
他向主耶稣认罪悔改。
He confessed to Jesus.
聚会结束之后。
So after the service,
他马上去跟那一位跟他有纠纷的弟兄，那有纠纷的同龄握手言好。
And he immediately to reconcile with the brothers whom he had dispute with.
他讲说啊，对不起哈，那一件事情我错了。
He apologized to the brother.
求你原谅我。
And asking for his forgiveness.
对方说啊，没有，我也有错啦。
And the other party also say that, and I'm wrong too.
早这样就早说就好了，我怎么弄到这个地步呢
？And we should try to resolve these problems previously. Why do I have to wait until this moment?
这个弟兄马上修正自己。
So this brother immediately tried to correct himself.
也因为他有准备心参加聚会听道。
Since he has prepared his mind to come to attend the service.
很多道理我们都听过了。
This is the same as when we have listened to a lot of sermons, a lot of topics.
只是我们没有机会上来领会啊。
The only difference is that we didn't have the chance to come up to the podium to deliver the sermons.
说不定你讲的会更好。
Perhaps you can deliver a better sermon than me.
说不定你讲的会更清楚。
Perhaps you can even try to interpret clearer.
所以这个跟准备有绝对关系啊。
So that the key is whether you prepare your mind to come to listen to the sermon.
所以二十四节也这么说嘛。
Also in verse 24 of James chapter 1.
照镜子的时候，如果你离开，马上就忘记自己的面貌了。
For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of a man he was.
当然雅各要强调的是对照圣经的道理。
What James tried to tell us that is we have to compare with the teaching of the Bible and use the biblical teaching as the source.
雅各要强调的是听到的那个情景。
What James tried to tell us that is how to be a hearer.
所以说二十五节说唯有详细查看那个律法的。
Verse 25, by he who looks into the perfect law of liberty.
想去查看那个圣经的
which means that the person who has studied the Bibles in greater details
而且常常用这种态度
and continues in it
去领受那个道理
and to receive the word of God
说这种人不是听了就忘
and is not a forgetful hearer
这个忘就是忽略不重视
a forgetful hearer means that one neglects and doesn't pay attention to
不代表他听不懂，不代表他记不得。
It doesn't mean that he doesn't comprehend, nor he doesn't remember.
是个态度问题，无所谓啊。
This is the attitude of the person.
这个听三次了，这个听三十次了。
He might say that I've been listening to this same sermon more than 30 times.
所以绝对不会去重视他所听到的那些道理。
But he never pay attention to the sermon.
但是有心的人呢
？But the person truly wants to seek for the truth.
他是去重视他所听到的。
He will pay attention to the sermon.
然后把它行出来。
Then he will actually do it.
圣经说，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
And stated in verse 25, this one will be blessed in what he does.
行道马上得福哦。
If a person does it right away, he'll be blessed instantly.
就像那个弟兄一样。
Just like the brother.
他本来心中有一个压力。
He has a pressure in his mind.
因为看到那个人就很讨厌。
Once he looked at the brother, he was so displeased.
不想跟他见面，那不要来聚会就不要见面，就不会见面了。
He even tried not coming to church, so he would not be able to see him.
所以这个弟兄的心被绑住了。
The heart of this brother was actually binded.
但是当他去跟他和好的时候
when he tried to reconcile with the other party,
按照圣经的规定跟他和好
and doing in accordance to the instruction of the Holy Scripture,
就是在行道啊。
He is actually in a doer of the word.
就在他的行道的这个过程当中
So during this process,
他马上得到释放
and he was released
这个就是福气啊
so this is a blessing
所以圣经讲的说在所行的事上必然得福
again this one will be blessed in what he does
二十六节
verse 26
这又告诉我们一个真的有领受道理的人
he tried to describe a person who truly received and listened to the words of God
是个敬畏神的人
A person who fears God.
他说他能够控制自己的舌头。
That he could bridle his tongue.
讲话是一种艺术。
actually, language is an art.
会讲话的不一定很多。
Not very many people know how to talk.
因为它是一种艺术。
Since the language is an art.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us that.
说污秽的言语一句都不可出口。
We should not say anything inappropriate, shouldn't say anything filthy.
总要说造就人的好话。
We should say something that will edify the others.
淫词妄语都不相宜。
We shouldn't say anything inappropriate.
淫词妄语和戏笑的话都不相宜。
We shouldn't joke for nothing.
因为它不能造就的。
Because it will not edify the others.
尤其这个戏笑的话。
Especially some of the joking words.
有时候会害人。
It could hurt a person.
不只是让人家难堪。
Not it will embarrass a person.
会败坏一个人。
It will even corrupt a person.
曾经有一个姊妹跟我谈论。
Once a sister had a discussion with me.
因为她跟教会的几个弟兄大家都很好。
Since she was very friendly with some brothers in the church.
他们都常常开玩笑。
They joke on each other.
就是圣经说讲戏笑的话。
Yeah, just like what the Bible described.
那几个弟兄就这么开玩笑说。
So once, these brothers also tried to joke.
这个姊妹你跟谁比较速配？
They mentioned about you are so much to somebody else.
甲弟兄说乙弟兄乙弟兄说丙弟兄
Then the brother A talked about brother B and the brother B talked about brother C
讲得这个姊妹是心花怒放
And this sister was so happy to hear that
她以为真的
And she thought it was real
我不知道我的行情这么高、
She didn't realize she was so popular
结果后来那几位弟兄一个一个结婚了
And later on, each of these brothers was married.
她才发现新娘不是我。
And she finally realized that I'm not a bride.
结果那一阵子她很痛苦啊。
And she was very sorrowful.
因为很痛苦，所以找传道谈一谈。
Since she was so sorrowful and finally seeking consultation from the pastor.
当下我就想到以弗所书讲的嘛。
Then I began to realize what.The book of Ephesians.
戏笑的话是不相宜的。
So we shouldn't say any joking words, which is inappropriate.
所以这里告诉我们，一个敬畏神的人要能够控制自己的讲话。
So it says in verse 26, a person who fears God should know how to bridle his tongue.
我们看雅各书第三章第一节第二节。
Let's read James chapter 3, verse 1 and
2. 第一节。
Verse 1.
我的弟兄们不要多人做师父因为晓得我们要受更重的判断二节
Verse 2.
原来我们在许多事上都有过失若有人在言语上没有过失他就是完全人也能勒住自己的全身
Verse 1. My brethren let not many of you become teachers knowing that we shall receive a straighter judgment for we all stumble in many things if anyone does not stumble in word he is a perfect man able also to bridle the whole body
尤其是第二节这样强调
especially verse 2
说我们都是不完全的人
we are all imperfect
但是如果说在话语上没有过失他就是完全人
if anyone does not stumble in word he is a perfect man
这种人能够做自己的主人
and this kind of person will become his master
因为能够控制自己
Since he could control his tongue.
所以这一段告诉我们，从讲话当中可以看出一个人的灵修。
And so verse 2 tells them from the speech, the others can notice what kind of spirituality he is.
今天我们要看我们自己的灵修状态如何。
In order to examine the level of our spirituality,
那我们就稍微注意一下我们的讲话。
Then we should pay attention to our language.
讲多少话，讲了哪些话。
We should pay attention to our speech. How do we say?
说要灵修，从说话开始。
So in order to do a spiritual cultivation, we should mind our word.
是不是完全人就看怎么讲话。
Whether he is a perfect man, it depends, depends on the language he used, depends on the speech.
这个就是神的道理。
And this is the teaching of God.
所以雅各书一章二十六节说，如果我们自以为是虔诚的。
Therefore, James chapter 1 verse 26 says that if anyone among you think he is religious,
不要欺骗自己的心
but do not deceive your heart.
应该要学会控制自己的舌头
And one should learn how to bridle his tongue.
雅各书一章二十七节
James chapter 1 verse 27.
他说我们在神面前那清心没有玷污的虔诚是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in the trouble.
那种爱心的付出啊。
This kind of loving care.
那种具体的照顾。
And also showing physical care to the needy.
所以一个敬畏神的人。
So a person who truly fears God,
爱心的行动，爱心的生活是很重要的。
It's very important that he show his loving care and put into the actual practice.
那些需要帮助的人
and to the needy,
我们要去帮助他。
And we should offer our help.
再来就是要保守自己，不沾染世俗。
And to keep oneself as unspotted from the world.
简单讲，不要俗化。
Simple word that we should not be secularized.
我们常常会注意说啊，教会有没有变质？教会有没有俗化
？A lot of time we try to examine whether church has become secular.
那是很好的关心。
Of course, this is a very good concern.
可是相对的，那我们呢？
Relatively, how about the individual?
我俗化了吗？
Have I become secular?
我被这个世俗带着走吗？
Am I pulled by the secular world?
我们请看约翰一书。
Let's refer to 1 John.
二章十五节到十七节。
Chapter 2.
Verse 15.
Verse 15 through verse 17.
约翰一书第二章十五节。
First John chapter 2 verse 15 through 17.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。16节。
16.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。17节。
17.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
So do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 17. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it.But he who does the will of God abides forever.
这三样都属魔鬼。
And these three items belong to Satan.
也是魔鬼在引诱人的一个绝佳的方式。
These are the tools that Satan used to tempt the people.
所以约翰说
，Therefore John said，
这三样不是从天父来的，乃是从世界来的。
These three items is not of the Father, but is of the world.
因为它是属世界的。
Since that they belong to the world.
它是属情欲的。
And they belong to the lust.
世界毁灭了，它就不见了。
And after the world is destroyed, they will be gone.
所以我们今天要成为一个不沾染世俗的人。
In order to be a believer, not defiled by the secular world.
他说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
And do not love the world and the things in the world.
不要贪爱世界。
That means the person shouldn't love the world.
不要被世界这些事所 所控制。
And one should not be controlled by all this by all these lustful things.
因为世界上的事就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这个就是我们灵修的一个目标。
And this is the goal of our spiritual cultivation.
那我们时时刻刻就在这样这个当中。
We should always be like this.
稍一不慎。
If we become unconscious,
诶，就骄傲了，不知道。
And we become very proud, and we didn't even realize it.
自高自大。
And we become so stuck up and so haughty.
稍微不注意，诶，体贴肉体的。
And we didn't pay attention, and we are tempted by then we are tempted by the lust of the flesh.
这个就是我们要超越的地方。
And therefore, we should try to go beyond.
信仰是
we should try to supersede.
信仰是一种超越。
And faith is to supersede, is to overcome.
一定要用圣经的道理来突破。
We have used the word of God to break through.
因为我们的生活有一定的模式。
Since our lifestyle is pretty much fixed.
学校的教育给我们一定模式，一定的思考方式。
And the education we receive has trained us how to think.
到最后我们都说理所当然，想当然的就是这样做。
And of course, in the future, in the end, we say that, it is like that, and it should be like that.
可是圣经又怎么说？
But what does the Bible try to tell us?
我们又发现，这好像比较难哦。
And then we realize it seems that it's quite difficult.
这个时候就是一个挑战啊。
Then we are facing a challenge.
我们就是要突破啊。
And we need to break through.
要超越啊。
We have to supersede and go beyond.
在灵恩布道会期间。
So during the period of spiritual convocation,
就是放下一切工作。
We should put aside our secular businesses.
因为很早就知道了嘛。
啊？
很早就知道这个日期。
Since we know this event long time ago.
我要怎么样在这几天当中得到从神那边来的力量
？And how can I prepare myself, you know, to receive the power from above?
我怎么为主耶稣传扬福音
？And how can I preach the gospel for the Lord Jesus?
怎么带领慕道者
？And how can I lead or guide the true seekers?
早就要准备，早就要祷告。
We should prepare ourselves and we should pray in advance.
求主给机会。
May the Lord provide us the opportunities.
带领慕道者参加。
Bringing the true seekers to the church.
这是我们布道会的目的啊。
This is the purpose of holding evangelical services.
你可以说不用啊。
You may say that, well, it's unnecessary to do so.
你可以说不差我一个啊。
You may say that, well, it doesn't matter of me.
因为都不差我们一个，所以只要来两个。因为都不差我们每一个人的一个，所以只要来两个。
Since if everybody has the excuse that it doesn't matter of me and only two show up,
那种心是很重要的。
Therefore, we must have this kind of determination, this kind of mind.
这个观念要从圣经的观念来。
And we must have a correct attitude from the biblical teachings.
尤其在这个当下，不要体贴肉体。
Especially at this moment, we should not, we should not tempt the lust of the flesh.
绝对是辛苦的，绝对是困难度高的。
Of course, it's very difficult.
但是就是要超越。
We have to supersede and go beyond.
要面对。
We have to face.
这个就是我们应该做的。
This is what we should do.
所以敬神索命。
And to fear God and to observe His words.
大有福气。
And blessed are those who obey God's commands.
我们体验多少
？And what we experience.
我照圣经的道理去做。
And I do in accordance to the Bible.
我得到什么
？And then I gain.
我们可以去思考。
We can try to meditate.
一起默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
Amen. 我们休息。
Let's take a short recess.